Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March 30th, 2024. And it's a dilly whopper, it really going to be. Well, it could be for the person that wrote me. And I always enjoy those of you who share your adventure with me, with your life. It is always deeply moving to me, and this is one of those. If you ever want to ask a question or anything like that, you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I would be honored to hear from you. I really would. All right. This comes from Henry. He lives in Florida. That's what he says. He says this, among a lot of other things. I've been watching Aspire. Wow. How do I rationalize losing my marriage for your philosophy? I don't see how it could work in anyone's life, Henry. Well, Henry, you are absolutely correct. Absolutely. Yes. If you're going to start working on yourself, you risk a lot of things. And in those a lot of things that you and I risk is the falderall of a marriage or a relationship or whatever that we committed ourselves to when we were unaware. Let's just put it that way. Most people get married unaware. They have no idea what they're doing when they get married. They have no idea what kind of person that they're quote-unquote in love with is going to turn into. They just have no idea. And so with all that being said, when you watch Aspire, and I don't know which programs you've been watching, but truly any of them would be a challenge, a drain on a marriage. It would be, because if the other person in the marriage does not allow you to explore your inner self, explore your own dimensions, your ability to awaken, you're going to find that it's going to be a grind. And in the marriage thing, well, that will reveal itself for whatever it is. And most people don't want to look at that. They're afraid to be alone. They're afraid to live in this world alone. They're afraid of so many things. So they just do what they do, staying in loveless relationships. But at least they're not alone, and they're building a nest egg. So when they get old, they don't have to work anymore, and they can just sit in their indifference to their heart. So, yes, Jesus talked about this in many, many ways, but one of the most intriguing of all ways in which he talked about it is when he turned to people who were in the village that he was at and invited them to come and follow him. I love this deal he did. It was very beautiful, actually. It's a real invitation, and each one of them had an excuse. One said that they had to go bury their father first. And the other one said, well, I got to say goodbye to my family, that kind of thing. Of course, none of them ever really followed him. None of them showed up. And he talked about the idea, unless a man was willing to sacrifice what he called his life, he could not follow the master. He could not follow this avatar, this great teacher. And so we are always faced with this thing, Henry, we really are, where it's my life or the life. Now, which one do you want? And I would venture to say, by the tone and tenor of your email, you're more into your life rather than the life. And that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. I am not a preacher. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not after followers. I'm not after any of that. I am offering to you some insights. Some of the insights are like seeds. They fall into fertile areas in some people, not many. But in others, they just lay there waiting. Some are burned up by the sun. Some never get into the ground and fertilize. They just don't because we don't allow it. We're very dense people. As a populace, we're very dense. So we don't do much with what is significant. But Henry, listen to the message of Aspire. There are many videos there for you to watch, many programs that I did, some on Cahil Gibran, some that I did on the Gnostic Gospels, some on the Buddha, some on the Tao. There are so many things I've done in the course of my career to help you. And in doing so, in offering this help, you have to decide how far you want to go and if you want to go anywhere with it, just anywhere. I understand your dilemma. I do. I myself was willing to shed a relationship in marriage with women who really weren't into it at all. They wanted happy ever after. This is a work. You have to choose a lifetime where you are willing to truly work upon yourself and not be engaged in the side distractions of a relationship, trying to appease your mate in order to sustain the relationship and keep them in your life. So if you can understand that, that doesn't sound like the norm to most people. They're looking for things that strengthen relationship. And there really isn't anything that would do that. That we imagine there is, but there really isn't. You can be intimate and you can be honest and all of that, but it really does no good because people don't have any mercy in them. They are not generous. You have to be merciful to be in a relationship. You have to be forgiving to be in a relationship. Those are the two points of great generosity. And if you're not involved in any of that, which most people are not, they're not capable of being merciful or forgiving, then you're going to find that all these hidden resentments start building inside and you have to stuff them away so nobody sees them, and that's what causes distress. And illness and poverty and craziness. People are crazy because they're really in relationships that they don't truly belong in, but they think they do because that's what normal people do. I've asked my students, why did you have kids? Each and every one of them. And they all said the same thing. You know, that's what we thought we were supposed to do. It's the proof of the pudding, as it were, to have children. Then you're a norm. Then you see that's our relationship, these two kids or whatever. It's real, what do I want to say? It's real bent. And so you're not ready to do this work. And I'm not asking you to. It's an open invitation, but it's not something that everybody and anybody can do. So what I'm saying to you is watch the programs, enjoy them. See them for what they are. Let them plant their seed somewhere within you for another lifetime. I don't know when that lifetime will be. I don't know how it will look. I just don't know. But put yourself in that position. Live your life in accordance with whatever it is you're living in right now. Don't mess with it. Sustain your relationship with your beloved and see if the practice or the inner work keeps gnawing at you and gnawing at you. And if it does, you'll know what to do. And if it doesn't, you know what to do. Ignore it, like most people do. But it's in there somewhere, and hopefully it will serve you well in one way or another within your lifetime. And that's all I'm here to do, is be of service to you. Just an alternative to conventional living and thinking. Thank you, Henry, for your beautiful email and for this wonderful question. I'm sure it helped someone out there. Please forgive me. Namaste.